Turn up your speakers, turn up your speakers. Everybody get ready as we discuss life, love, religion, relationships, and so much more. And now, it's your man, Vincent Ellis White. That's right, of the Vincent Ellis White Show, coming to you live from the studios of our shoutforjoy.com. All right, welcome y'all to the Vincent Ellis White Show, broadcasting live from I Shout for Joy Studios in downtown Richmond, VA. Feeling good today. This is another Men's Confess. As y'all know, every third Thursday we get busy in here with the Men Confess. I got my very beautiful and lovely co-host, Miss Charvette Mitchell. How you feeling?
What it do? What it do? I'm doing good. How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah, we doing good. Got my man Sweets in the building. I got Deron, brother Manifest, in the building.
Yes, sir.
Got my man Zane. Deron got his little man in here too. You know, representing.
And he's so cute.
Yeah.
Ain't he? Got a cell phone and all that. My man Zane in the building. How you feeling, brother?
Good, man. How you doing?
You ready to confess some things, give people your opinions on some certain topics and everything like that? No holes barred. Okay. Now, Men Confess, y'all know how we get it in. We throw these questions out. We just pick various men throughout the state and city, and we want to give the women some insight as to, you know, why men may do certain things, or let some men confess about some personal experiences that they may do, reason that they may have did certain things, so that the women can get a different perspective from the men's side. Got my co-host Charvette. She actually has something very special to let y'all know, that the Men Confess is something that's real. People are listening, and we're getting some positive feedback on it. Charvette?
Yeah, I mean, this is like so cool. So I received an email on this past, about 2 weeks ago, and basically it was from a listener who will remain anonymous. I will not say her name, so listeners, if you're out there and you're like, oh no, she gonna put me on blast, I'm like, no, I'm not putting you on blast. But basically it was a young lady who had never heard of the show,
okay,
and she heard the show because of a link that somebody posted on Facebook. So big shout out to our listeners from Facebook and Twitter and all across the world wide web. And she said, I heard your show on May 19th, which was the Men Confess segment 8.
Okay.
And she was like, I never heard it before. And she was like, long story short, I was in a relationship for 5 months with a dude. And when we got into the relationship, he told me that his ex-wife had cheated on him. And she said, I explained to him I had been in a relationship where the guy cheated on me. So they both had been in situations where they'd been cheated on. 2 months into the relationship, he loses his job. This is the new guy. And she helps him out, helps him get back on his feet, all of that. She never questioned his infidelity, trusted him, you know, no questions asked. Until one night she asked to see his phone.
And he flipped
the script. Now, you remember that show we talked
about? Yeah, I remember
that. You remember that? We talked about the phone and all that good
stuff. Looking at that phone.
All right, so they go on, and there are some text messages that she catches. Anyway, long story short, wrap it up. He had been cheating on her the whole 5 months. This is a true story.
Wow.
The whole entire time. And so she says, this podcast opened my eyes to a lot of things that I would have never thought about as far as why men cheat. I really appreciate the podcast and that you have honest men on the panel.
Yeah.
And I will be a faithful listener from this point on. So big shout out to the Men Confess.
That's right. So y'all make sure y'all tune in. We confessing here. We're not doing this for no reason. We're trying to give y'all insight. This was a person that wasn't even normally listening to the show. Somehow she got the link, and something we were discussing on the show with the cell phone and the cheating, et cetera, related to her real live experience. So these things are real, not fabricated, y'all. Now, the Men Confess, I'm going to go ahead and jump into a question that a lady asked me, and I had this question sitting in my phone for about a month and a half because someone wanted me to discuss it on the last month's Men Confess. But I just want to ask the men that's in the building, anybody can respond, why are men so overprotective of their mothers or their sisters, however they do the women that they deal with so cold or mistreat them? And when you say cold or mistreat them, that can be, you know, cheating, being misleading, not being as romantic. It can be anything. But, I mean, you think about a man out here, y'all think about your mother, think about your sister, you know, or anybody in your life that you'd be ready to die for in a minute if some other man treated them the same way that you might have treated one of these other women out here. Why is it that we do these type of things? And elaborate, please, brothers.
I think sometimes you might learn it from the women that's in your life. Like, if you don't have a good relationship with your mother, you might die for her, but she might not be, she might be bad. We talked about toxic relationships once.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It might be a toxic relationship between you and your mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's
might
not.
Might be a toxic relationship with you, you and your sister. Mm-hmm. If it's not, good question, man. You got me on that.
Well,
y'all need to go into it. What if it's not?
Well, in my opinion, I'm thinking about, you know, a lot of what happens in people's relationships. A lot of times people reflect things that they've seen in their past. When you look at family histories and family behaviors, you know, sometimes you have things called generational curses. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, a male or a woman, you know, they see patterns of behavior that even on a conscious level they may seek to not repeat or not implement in their own lives. But what happens is that they just end up subconsciously playing this stuff out. Now, in a case of like a dude that's overprotective of his mom or a mama's boy per se, you know, maybe that's a situation where his mom was very like, you know, she didn't want to let him step outside of the zone, step outside of that cipher.
Okay.
So in a relationship with women, you know, he might not feel like he really need a woman in this sense, or not say need a woman, but he doesn't have that ability to really develop a real strong relationship with a woman because his mom has always been the woman of his life, per se. You know,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
So, you know, I mean, it's always important to kind of look at those family bonds and those family relationships. Now, I know I have a sister and a mom. You know, and I'm real close with my sister. I'm close with my mom. And, you know, but I wouldn't say overprotective of my sister or overprotective of my mom, but in my relationships, you know, I seek to implement a golden rule. Like, what would I want a man to, you know, do to my sister? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There you go.
And that type of attitude.
And that's
what
I'm trying to distinguish. Like, because you say you're not overprotective of them, but what if something happened?
Yeah.
Right? And so what I'm just, and you kind of explain it, but I'm just reiterating. Why is it that men will go hard for their mom and their sister and everything? But it's like, you know, think about all these girls that we treat wrong out here, man. Yeah. Like, sweets. I mean, elaborate.
I think it's like a internal thing as far as going hard for your family. Even if you ain't close with your family, you ain't going to let nobody do nothing to them. But, like, the way you treat females, sometimes, too, you know what I'm saying, when you have mothers who have, like, single mothers or whatever, if you messing with loser dudes and your kids see you messing with loser dudes and they see you letting dudes treat you that way,
right,
it becomes acceptable to them because they like, my mama let dudes treat her like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying, it become acceptable for them to treat females
that's why you're a single mother.
That whole point about, you know, like, patterns of behavior. If you saw your mom never had a stable relationship with a man, you know what I'm saying, because when we're talking about black folks, a lot of times in our communities, you see, you know, males coming up in a household where it's just mom, mama's boyfriend. Kanye West just put a song out about that. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at a dude coming up seeing his mom, guy, in and out, you know what I'm saying, of her life, then, you know, in his relationships with women, it could be, not to say 90%, not to say 100% of the time, but it could be plausible that he would have difficulty seeing himself in a stable relationship, you know, long term with a woman, because his mom never saw that on his mom's side.
And I wonder if some of it has to do with if men categorize women in their mind. Mm. So I wonder if, you know, my mom, my sister, you know, a girl that's a friend of mine, like, I have her in a certain category in my mind, whereas these chicks, you know, they just a chick on the side, or they just any everyday chick. And so maybe I'm wondering, you know, just to tag
and
on.
And mama is automatically kind of up there anyway.
Yeah,
but
if you go to that point, too, if you think about it, every player, everybody that you know that's a player, they got one girl that they respect.
They
know what I'm saying?
They don't treat that way.
They don't treat that way. It's
sometimes
like,
about maturity, too.
Yeah.
Because you get to a point sometimes in your life where you just don't want to keep going through that type of stuff. You don't want to have to, because cheating on somebody, ultimately, I feel like that karma is crazy. So it'll come back on you. So if it's come back on you before and you realize it and understand it, then that's maturity. You've grown from that. You've learned from that. But, I mean, you know a lot of people go through the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And you got to pay attention to that. So if you're a female, you should pay attention. And even if you do, because there are chicks that are the same way, a lot. There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. You got to protect maturity level of somebody is important.
So then once you get to a certain maturity level, then you're ready for commitment.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I'm glad you said sometimes, because we have another question right along in the same line. And, you know, women want to know why men may have miswrite, you know, there, a woman that he's met that, you know, everything on paper looks right,
yeah.
you know, right for him. And yet he's either afraid to, like, seal the deal with a ring, or he's afraid to let go of some of the female options, I'll say, that are on the side. Now, again, this is not necessarily that he's cheating. It's just potential options, and I think this person put they have the ability to pose potential obstacles.
Right.
Why are men afraid of commitment
wow.
or afraid to get rid of those potentials?
And before y'all start, I want y'all to understand that's a big question.
Yeah.
Because I don't want nobody laughing here. I mean, it's like,
man, confess.
You better confess on this one. Get close to y'all mics. Lean back.
I
want
to hear you.
Well, I'm going to keep it 100, y'all.
Keep it 100.
I just had this conversation today, like, with, you know, so with a young lady. We was off and on, like, old high school playing, blah, blah, blah. And she hit me with the law. I still love you, and you should have been my boo, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, I've always been, like, a totally honest dude. Like, even when I was doing the player thing, I still was honest. Like, everybody knew what they was getting into when they got into it. And I told her, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, Charlie, I know I'm not ready for a relationship. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, if I'm telling you I'm not ready for a relationship, you say I'm playing games. But then if I get in a relationship knowing I'm not ready for a relationship, then you're going to be like, I'm playing games. So it's like, even if you tell the truth, you still playing games.
But is that used as an excuse because you're scared of commitment? By saying, because I've heard that a lot.
No.
I'm not ready for a relationship.
But, I mean, and then I broke it down. Like, cause I told her, I was like, it ain't that I'm not ready for a relationship. It's just that the type of relationship that. No, I'm saying. I had a revelation that it's not that I'm not ready for a relationship, because every time you tell somebody, they think it's about being a player and wanting to mess with other girls. It ain't that. I've been living by myself so long, I got space issues. You can't stay in my house for so many nights before I be like, you gotta go home. And you know that, and you know, some people when they get in a relationship, they think they ready to move in, and I'm like, no, you gotta slow down. You rushing too fast. I got space issues. If you be in my house too much, you take up too much space in my house.
My thing is, though,
you know what I'm saying?
Men, and just getting back to the question, man, you have this lady. However long you've been courting her, you've been dating her, either A, you already with her in a monogamous relationship and you're thinking about taking it to that next level, or B, you just you're dating, but you know, you feel like, hey, look, she got everything on the list. She made me feel a certain way. She is the one that I've been looking for all these years. You mature, like Zane was talking about maturity. You feel like you enter that maturity stage because you're not playing no more.
Right.
I see this is the one. I recognize this in my heart and my mind. But why is there that one other thing in our mind, in our heart, that makes us want to either hold on to these other women, or if we're not holding on to women specifically, we can make it general. Why are we so afraid to take that next step into the relationship, into the husband and wife role, because of what could potentially be out there? You know, men always thinking, well, if I get with her, yeah, she feels like she misses right, but I'm missing out on this. Or I'm going to leave everybody alone, but let me keep this one girl because we had that special thing too. Why is that in us?
Sometimes you don't want to let the fun go.
The fun.
You don't want to let the fun go.
What if that person you ain't even communicating with?
But
because sometimes it's just numbers.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's just somebody
friend.
There.
It's like, who is that? I don't know. She nobody. I don't know who really like. Well,
or if it ain't nobody there, you think she could be out there.
No,
wow.
But a lot of times too, it's not even that. Sometimes it's just that you feeling that person and you respect that person enough to want to make sure you are 100%. Because, you know, if you can, especially when y'all talking about getting serious like that, and if you get in a relationship and you know you're not 100%, you starting off on the wrong foot.
But to Zane's point, like, if you were with Miss Wright and she heard you say, I don't want to get miss the fun, gosh, that's like a
let me interject.
Fun you need it.
Hey, I'm going to interject, and I'm going to make this point, and I'm going to just put it out there. A man, if he sees Mrs. Wright, but just because a woman thinks she's Mrs. Wright, doesn't mean that that man has given her that title as well.
I like that.
And in my opinion, when you find Mrs. Wright, you like all these other chicks, it's, you know, downcast. Like, what? Who? You know, I'm dealing with this one woman who is fulfilling these essential needs for me. You know what I'm saying? And not just sexual. You know, I'm talking about intellectual, spiritual, emotional, social. You know what I'm saying? All these different aspects that compose me, that comprise me. Now, the piece you said about having fun. Now, if you got a woman that has all these elements, you ain't thinking about, well, this other chick out here, you know what I'm saying, might be a little bit more fun because she has everything that you're looking for. Yeah. And really, Miss Wright, when a man knows that knows who Mrs. Wright is, that woman will know. You know what I'm saying? She's not just going to be like, well, on paper, I'm good. I got the career. I got the looks. I got the body. Yeah, you might think you all that, but that ego is a real hard puzzle to crack because people just sometimes think that they got it all going on, but it's really not all there, especially for this other person. This other person might be looking for specific characteristics that you're not displaying.
Yeah.
But listen.
And it ain't always got to be about another woman, though.
Right.
Like, sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's just to do
for him.
Yeah. No. We gotta stay on,
So it wasn't saying this comment wasn't necessarily that he was cheating. Mm.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, other options, he didn't get rid of all the other women.
It
can
be any obstacle, So, I mean, we naturally say women because usually a woman is not, you know, we're looking at another woman. But I'm saying in general, and I want you to understand, like, a lot of people this answer as describing maybe the woman thinking Miss Wright. But I'm saying the man has said to himself.
I'm going to add on this other element.
But the man has said to himself.
This other element, the guy may have a trouble, might have difficulty with commitment because of prior difficult relationships. Like, he might have felt like there was a Miss Wright in his situation
before.
And the thing went very wrong.
Thank you. There we go.
So when we get into these situations, it's like, yo, I've experienced heartbreak. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Personally, and I know for men, I can't speak for any other man, but I know how devastating.
Right.
You know, because when a man loves and opens up, you know, because it's such a hard reality for us as men to open up and be sensitive and let our feelings out.
Yeah.
So
I'm not trying to get got first.
Right. When that situation breaks down, you know, think about all the things that man. If any man has ever been through heartbreak, think about what shuts down. You know, you don't want to do nothing. You know, inspiration for with your career, your work, and all that type of stuff gets foreshadowed by the fact that this woman has taken your heart and stomped on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that could be a real issue. Like, not to say you have baggage from prior relationships per se. But the precaution.
Sometimes it might be
taking it to that next level.
It's like a trust.
It's
like a trust. You can only, once you feel that, you start from zero trust, and you got to build trust. So you might not be there yet. So that's why I said is I get you before you get me, because you don't trust that person isn't doing something already.
Man, he
ain't. What you felt from before, and there might be things that she's doing that you notice in her character, or that you're not really feeling. That's why she's not. Might not really be Miss Wright. You might say she's Miss Wright and not really know what Miss Wright looked like.
There you go. I like that one right there. Let me also say, there's another question not even in there, but he said you start from zero trust. How you feel about that?
Wow. So I'm still on the commitment. I want to go back to that, but I'll deal with the question. So I think zero
trust. It's the same thing. It's trust and trust.
Well,
it's
and so, how do we, what do we do? So if we say commitment issues potentially stem from either past hurts or not wanting to be got first, or I haven't given you trust, you don't have my trust, how do women help, or how do men get their confidence or their commitment levels up?
I think it comes from communication. And that's like really what most relationships break down at, is the lack of communication.
Yeah.
And because I realize with me, I'm the type of person, I put everything out at the beginning. So you know what you're getting into. I'm like, okay, these are my bad habits. This is what I do that you know what I'm saying, potentially would be nerve-wracking to a female.
Y'all remember us talking about that
conversation
after the show?
I was just thinking
after the show where we talked about giving it up too early and then lose the conversation. Sometimes I think that you have to have those conversations before you get down. Well, 'cause if you don't have those conversations before you get down.
Bro Manifest said when you get to a point where you want to get in a relationship, that you two should come together and create a mission statement.
Real talk.
Pretty much.
Real talk.
That's it. I mean, Zane said have a conversation. Same thing. If y'all coming together, if y'all created a mission statement, this is what we both would like out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think then you start on the same path. But when you, if you don't do that, let's say you never come with that mission statement. Now, the man may have his version of Miss Right. The woman got her version of what she thinks Miss Right should be. And she got Mr. Right in her mind. Mm-hmm. But if they both missing the mark.
Right.
Now, you know, so to answer the question, so we can get back on track. He feel like it's Miss Right, but if he don't know what Miss Right is, or she is fitting her own form of Miss Right just enough for him to think so too, you know. And then he's feeling that enough to say, well, this is the one. Let me push everybody else away. But it's something inside him that's holding on to either another person, letting one of these obstacles stay there, and we can clearly step over, right? Letting.
Right.
And maybe it's because he's realizing later on that it's not all the way Mrs. Right. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about that. I've been there before where I've thought somebody was going to be Miss Right, and I have kept them there because they fit everything on the list. Uh-huh. But it's something that's pulling me to, you know, one of these other obstacles.
But sometimes it's as simple as objects in the rearview mirror appear bigger than they really are.
So you
think because you always remember when you're past, you remember, oh yeah, I remember I used to be in the club, I used to be the man, I used to get them drugs. But you don't remember, you know what I'm saying, the bad times. You don't remember getting caught out, your car getting scratched up. You don't remember your window getting blew out, you know what I'm saying.
That's the truth, though. And that goes back to Zane with maturity, because if you still thinking I was the man back when I was this and that, that shows your lack of maturity. But Sweets is 100% correct. A lot of men dwell on the fact, and it's maturity, it is, but I'm just saying a lot of men dwell on the fact, man, I used to get them back in the day. Man, I wonder if I still got it. Well, I know I still got it because just last week so-and-so did this. So if I go ahead and roll with Miss Right, do I lose it? Yeah. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, let's go to another plateau. In relationships today, there is a lack of desire to commit on both sides, from both sexes.
Agreed.
And part of that is built in the sense of people feel like you have to be ready-made perfect. You know what I'm saying? When
I find you,
everything got to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way down to Z. And if Z is missing, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Not understanding that in the cultivation of relationships that you never will find the perfect person that you have built up in your mind. That's a figment of your imagination. You know, this person that exists there, it will always exist
in your mind. That's my bad habit right there.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a person in my imagination, in my mind, and I always try to make each person I deal with live up to that. And that's my guilty.
It's not reality.
I so am with him on that. And
yeah, I
Bishop
do that.
Jakes has, and it's been in movies and stuff, the 80-20 rule.
Right.
You know, when we say Miss Right, like, she has 80% of what you need, what's compatible, what works with you. There may be 20% that, you know, might be on your list, but she doesn't have, but is 80-20. Does she have 80%?
And we want 100 in our mind. Yeah.
Right. So really, 80% is the reality.
And you're looking at the other joints in the past, like, oh, maybe she got that
100%. And they was only 35%.
And
that's the correlation of a relationship. What you do is you, that 20% that's lacking,
that's what
you're working on to get to the equilibrium that you're looking for your heart.
That's people living in the past, man. What is meant to be will be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But to take it even deeper, though, a whole lot of people don't realize that what you want and what you need is not the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
All y'all deep now.
A whole lot of people, you know what I'm saying? A whole lot of people ain't spiritually grounded. So they stuck on what I want, I want, I want. Mm-hmm. And what you want and what God has for you and what God want to give you ain't the same thing. You ain't gonna never find out what you need.
Who are you? You, there's a lot of women like, yo, I want Mr. Right, Mr. Right. Are you
ready for that?
Are you really ready?
Yeah. Another thing on both sides, stop asking for stuff that you can't bring to the table. You're expecting stuff from your mate that you can't bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know about that, Sweet.
No.
And if you just tuned in, you are listening to
the Vincent Ellis White Show.
Welcome to all our listeners around the World Wide Web. This is your co-host, Charvette Mitchell. But I'm gonna argue with you on that.
I know, and let me break it down for you, though. I want her to get on my point, not where I'm coming from when I say that. Okay, you have these dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it fair on both sides. You got these dudes. You live at home with your mama. You work. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no car. But then when the girl audition, you talking about some shit, a gold digger, cause she can't see my potential.
But
then you got these dudes. You got the chicks. You living in the projects with five kids. You living in the projects with five kids, getting your little child support check and blah blah blah. But you have my, I want a man with a car and a job. And but you ain't got none of that though.
Okay, on the flip, you just told me if I want XYZ out of Mr. Right, I need to have my stuff together. When I get my stuff together and I have my own place and I'm doing fine and have my own business, have all that, now you insecure. And now I got a hurdle over top of all of that to deal with your insecurity.
But if he insecure,
if he insecure,
okay, it's the difference between
the material insecurity and moral insecurity.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? If you're not the type of person you should be, that a model person would look like the way God intends you to be, then that person is, you got to pay attention, be careful.
Yeah.
Well, I think like with security, you know, on that level, like when a woman comes full fledged and she got everything together, like there's a certain swagger that she has that's not, you know, egocentric, narcissistic, you know what I'm saying? And they definitely understand that, yo, you know, we living in a situation where black men, you know, we are definitely front line, like when the enemy come and attack and they taking out the black man first. So when a woman who is centered and knows who she is, interacts with a man and knows that he's striving and he's making his dreams manifest. Now, that's another thing. Why is this woman seeking, you know, from a picking of men that's not making his dream manifest, first of all?
Because of the options available.
Well, okay, I will argue on that point that there are a lot of men out here that are making their dreams manifest, but I do see women that reach below, you know what I'm saying, because it's a certain type of mindset. Well, a woman, certain women want to be the dominant situation,
right.
Like,
okay,
you know, I want, they have a mindset of I'm gonna fix him, I'm gonna get him right,
it's,
you know what I'm saying,
game.
When it really, that doesn't work, because it's already a finite relationship, it's only goes but so far, because in the reality of it, you want to find a man that's either on your level or higher, you
can't
know what I'm saying, and not to say women are supposed to dumb down, and I'm not talking about financially either,
yeah,
because the financial piece, that's a very minuscule component as to the longevity and the happiness of your relationship.
Come on, brother.
My parents, my father never made as much as my mother, but they had a happy relationship and lived, you know, together for 20 plus years. But what they have intrinsically beyond their career paths is that they have a mutual love and they see eye to eye on, you know, very strong principles.
Right.
Now,
right,
when you're dealing with a relationship where you're making more and you got your business and all that different type of stuff, and you go looking for a man that has the exact same thing as you, you're basically looking for yourself. Now, what kind of growth are you really going to have if you're looking for your reflection?
You got to
right,
be on the
pretty
same
much,
moral,
okay,
level.
Okay, okay.
You're saying the same thing. No,
yeah.
The same. You have to be on the same moral level as somebody.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the same moral level, but not on the same financial level.
Financial.
Okay, financial.
I've heard this argument so many times.
For men, a real man
that's trying to make his dream manifest, really, if you make more than him, he is on his grind, so he will be making more than you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if he's not trying to make it happen for himself, now you got to question the quality of the man.
A real man is on his trajectory, at a 90 degree incline, and his goal,
he might not be there yet, but I'm trying to tell you that if you find a real man, that man is on his grind to try to make it.
Because
real quick, I'm not going to be real sure. I just want to say, if this man is on his grind,
it is yourself.
Yeah, right. If this man is on his grind, let me say his grind may not be towards $90,000. I won't put that in there.
Yeah.
His grind may be as a social worker that's gonna make $35,000.
Pretty much.
So what I want y'all to understand is that if he is on his grind and the woman's grind put her at 60, his hard grind every day put him at 35. The woman, I would just like for the woman to allow him to be a man, whether he's grinding towards 90 or grinding towards 35. I was going to put that in there. Yeah.
I agree. But in that same scenario, there are so many women who are at the 60 and they're okay. They are okay with the 35, but he is not okay.
That is true. That happens a lot.
Because like the one I was saying, it's
a personality issue, though. You know what I'm saying? That has nothing to do, you know what I'm saying, with the quality of the dude. You know, he might have, that's some issue that he need to work out. I pray that, you know what I'm saying, dudes can understand that black women in our society generally, you know, statistically make more than black men. You know what I'm saying? This is just across the board.
You know what I'm saying?
So once you understand that static reality, then there's a little bit more.
People always say it's a man thing, that you want to make more than the woman.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too, is you're looking at the reality. Women generally have more education than men, generally are getting hired quicker than black men in particular. And then, you know, look at the situation with the tons of black men that are inside of the legal system. They've had F's on their record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They have, you know, they've had inhibitions, things that have happened that kept them, that stepped them back while the woman was out there grinding to get her master's or PhD.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the sheer number of black women to black men is
yeah. And then the thing is too, like, if finances is an issue in your relationship, then your relationship is in trouble anyway, because if that's the biggest problem in your relationship, come on.
Moral.
Out of all the stuff that could be going on in your relationship, you're worried about who makes the most money.
It doesn't manifest as the most money. Most of the time, it manifests in a different way. It's about control. It's about other. It usually doesn't come right out. Well, you make more than me. If she's comfortable, like, let's go to Virginia Beach this weekend, and he's like, I'm not, you know, I don't have it right there. Okay, I can. I'm good with it. Well, no, let's just.
But at some point, she gets fed up. At some point, she gets fed up.
She might be saying it, but you're not really feeling that.
At some point,
she's saying that to you, but when she get to the martini with her girls. When she get around her girls.
I wish you was on TV.
Girl, you went to vacation, and I had to pay for everything.
Never mind.
Now I will say that, you know what I'm saying, I'm a big proponent of, you know, when you're in a longitudinal relationship, then y'all financially should be trying to work together.
How can we help each other?
Right, how can we help each other? So now in that situation, if y'all are working together, you know, then the dude definitely should, you know, let his ego go, because this is a partnership. This is a team, you know, and in a team, you know, the pitcher ain't more important than the catcher, you know, and the third baseman ain't more important than the outfield.
They all work as one body. We take it back. You know, all members work as one body.
And if you ain't got that, then that's really the issue.
They come back to being grounded.
Like I said, I think the whole issue is just like a bigger societal picture. You know what I'm saying? Because society puts so much strength on how much money you make, what kind of car you drive, blah blah blah, and that defines you as a person.
And chicks, they're showing you chicks on TV and jewelry and cars.
And chicks, and that's what I said. Girls see these dudes with the nice cars and the jewelry and the clothes, and they think he's a better man than the dude that work at Philemon's, or he's a better man than the dude that work at, you know what I'm saying, the teacher.
Part of it is family structure. Like, it go back to family structure and families not being a solid whole unit anymore like they used to be.
So, look, let's wrap this thing up. Men Confess, y'all heard it here. The Vince Ellis White Show, co-host Charvette Mitchell. It got real deep here today. We were discussing everything, why these men is holding on to certain things, obstacles, women, et cetera, when they got Miss Rice sitting right in front of them. Why we having these issues where the women are making more money than the men, and then the man is feeling insecure at some point, or sometimes the woman is not respecting his role as a man in a situation, which automatically it may turn him either insecure, or he may dip out of the relationship. We ain't discussed that. He may dip out and go to the one that's not going to treat him that way. Couple things we discussed here tonight. Men always confess, always bring it. Appreciate Sweet, Zane, Brother Manifest was getting real hype. About the Chop Shop at the Face. I see the hand over there. Chavette, we had a good show.
Yes, always. Yes, I love it. I love it. Big shout out, of course, to all of our listeners that always check us out. Facebook, Twitter, all those good places. We love you broadcasting right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Listen, catch me on Charvette.com. Follow me on Twitter. If you're not following me, follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. Holla at your girl.
All right. Anybody got anything going on before we roll out?
Oh, brother. Like I said last week, I hope everybody's eating healthy, getting their fresh doses of healthy organic foods every Saturday in Richmond, Virginia. You can come out to Battery Park from 11 to 3. Happily Natural Day is managing the Happily Natural CSA, Direct Connect, strict to local farmers. You can get 20 pounds of produce for $20 a week. It's awesome, you know, strictly for individuals who are really serious about feeding their families correctly. You know, it's a real issue in our community. You know, people just buying a lot of processed foods. And, you know, we want to try to peel that back by making it affordable for you
so
to
we can live long.
Foods. Exactly. Yeah. So we can have healthy relationships.
Amen. Great relationships. All right, y'all. God bless y'all. Make sure y'all stay up. Pray in the morning. Make sure y'all take care of yourselves. Live healthy. Have healthy relationships. God bless y'all. We out.
Thank you for joining the Vincent Ellis White Show. If you would like to get in touch with us or become a sponsor of the show, please contact us at 804-852-0449. Write in your show ideas to LLRpublishing@yahoo.com or log on to www.lifeloverreligion.com. And until next week, this is Vincent Ellis White, leaving you with a quote, one of my favorites. Dreams come a couple sizes too big so you can grow into them. Have a blessed day.